Okay, here we go. We'll start again. We're going to just say quickly, your test on the base, the last thing we left off with was what? That if you had truma and trumas meiser in the pot, so if you're going to, and the if you're going to, right, you're making a condition, right? And if something happens to it, so even though trumas meiser, we said if trumas meiser was by itself in the pot, so then you obviously did not care about it, because if you really cared about it, since you could do trumas meiser shalom and amukov, and you didn't take the care and take the opportunity to do it separately in a different location, you obviously don't care. So if you don't care, you don't care. There's no inherent kavana to the contrary. However, if you had truma and trumas meiser together, then if the truma becomes tameh, so then you're going to have to say that the trumas meiser also is reversed, right? Why? Because if the truma would be reversed and would not be a valid truma, and you were to let the trumas meiser remain there, so it would come out. You over loisa say, you over daraisa, because liask of the macha loisa acher, you're not allowed to take trumas and meisers out of order. And if you're going to say the truma is ois truma l'mafreya, and the trumas meiser will remain, it'll come out. You're taking trumas meiser ahead of truma. So that's the gemara means. Where it says you, at the end of your testament base, Yehuda Barabi Omer, like also al daito shozel laval de reitara, lahakim trumas meiser on chafam et aleph, lahakim trumas meiser l'truma gedayla. That's what the Gemara says. Okay, try to straighten this out here. Masir rabbi rabbi mamal, what's nino ain't tomina tomila tahor. The rule is you're not allowed to take truma tameya on truma tahira, and you have to speak out here and bid the eved it is good. Okay, I think it says it here. Who's does he speak that out? He says, yeah. What? If one inadvertently violated the law and separated truma in this fashion, his truma is valid truma. That's what it says at the top there. So hagatzmcha, think about it. Shetaram, if you took truma in this way, vo'amar lo osa al daito lavar al divrei Torah, would he say it never entered his mind to be over on divrei Torah? In other words, there's a din l'chachilo. You're not supposed to be mafresh truma to meya on truma tahir. Remember, we spoke out. You're not supposed to take min ha'ra al ha'yofa, and this is a violation of min ha'ra al ha'yofa, which is a din d'oraisa. But even though it's a din d'oraisa, but the evidence is good, according to this halach.
Or hefset to the kohen.
Or what?
Or hefset to the kohen, because he could only use it for burning.
Yeah, but the question now we're looking at the das of the Torah. So according to the logic that you just said, that you wouldn't let a hafrosha stand if it would be violating a Dvar Torah. So here, too, why do we say that b'di'evet, if you're mafresh truma tmeya ala tahira, why do you say it's good b'di'evet? Why don't you say you would never want to be over on the d'oraisa of to be mafresh min ha'ra'al ha'yof? That's what the Gemara's kasha is. You can dinsik on this kasha, but that's basically what it's asking. Omer Rabbi Rabbi Mamal, im Omer at came, this is the answer, because if you're going to say that, meaning, realize, work out in your mind what's actually happening here. You are mafresh truma tameya on truma tahira. Let's assume that it was b'shagig, okay? Because remember, the Mishnah says if you do it b'mezid, it's no good. So you did it b'shogeg, right? So if you did it b'shogeg, that means you didn't realize that it was tummy, right? You didn't realize it was tummy. You did it by accident. If we're going to say it's not going to be truma l'mafreya, now you're sitting down, you're going to eat a meal, and you're going to eat from the tevel. It'll be tevel. And when you eat tevel, what are you chayev? Chayev means v'dei shamayim, right? Shogeg, right? So, and if you eat truma tameya b'shogeg, or even, I don't know if you're amazing what you're chayev, but it's an isra se. It's much less chomer So that's the Gemara's answer. You're going to get away from the Isser Kal, which is the Isser to be Mafresh Trumah Tmeyan Tahira, and you're going to instead bring him to a more severe, what? Tevel Bavai Misa. Because eating Tevel is Misa Nishmayim. Tar Sha'achal HaSatam Eba'aseh. But if a person who's Tar ate Trumah Tmeyan, it's only over Naseh. Let's see, 9. There's a big footnote here. 9. I didn't look at it yet. I'm going to take a quick look at it. The prohibition of calling who is tar to eat Trumah Tmeyan. It's from the verse Leviticus 22:7. And after, meaning after he goes to the mikvah, he may eat from the Trumah, the verse implies that only the purified kohen may eat some Trumah, min HaKadosh, from the Kadosh, which is not other Trumah, and that's the Trumah which is Tamei. So that prohibition is considered to lava b'chaseh, it's an aseh, right? Okay, so that's the source here. The Gemara lists two transgressions that can be prevented by annulling designation of Trumah Tamei. 1, prohibition against separating Trumah from Tamei produce on behalf of Tar. 2, the prohibition against the Tar coin eating Trumah Tamei. Okay, fine. Brian advised suggests an alternative reading. I'm not going to do that now. Okay, so basically that we did it already. Okay. Right. So basically the Gemara answered the question, right? So there's a difference between, we compared two cases. Just want to say this one more time, make sure it's clear. We had two cases. One was where you had Truma and Trumas Meiser, and if we back out the Truma, we're going to back out the Trumas Meiser as well, so that you won't have an out of order situation, because you don't want to be over on the Dvar Torah. And you have the case of what? Of Truma being Mafresh Truma Tmei Al Tahira, where if you were to back it out, you would end up with a problem of eating Tevel. And therefore, we won't back it out. We'll let that stand by the Evan. That's what the Gemara says. Let's see. If you inadvertently designate Truma from produce that is Tamei on behalf of that which is Tahar, it's valid. If you intentionally do that, then it's not valid, right? If it's a shogeg, it's good. If it's mazed, it's no good. The Gemara now is going to quote a brisa that quotes a dissenting view. That is the view of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds what? He disagrees with our Tana. He's more makel. And he says that even if you do it with mazon, it's also good. You can remember this. Rabbi Yossi holds, not like our Tana. Our Tana is machalik between shogeg and mazon. Shogeg is good, but mazon is no good by Tomei al Torah. Rabbi Yossi holds, bein b'shogeg, bein b'mazon, mashal also, and it's good. Zok d'gemara vayta. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Now Rabbi Yehuda had another prat in the Mishnah, right? That if you one time knew that it was Tomei, and then you forgot, we don't give you a pass. You're not allowed to forget. That's considered a pshia, and that's considered like a mazon, right? That's what we said. Rabbi Yehuda maintains carelessly forgetting about the produce estate is judged as a deliberate violation. Now, the Gemara is now going to ask a question about the scope. Here's Reb Pinchas's question. Reb Pinchas bar kumi Reb Yasa ad kedoin. Thus far, what? Kasavar behen shehin tahirin. That the shogeg that we're talking about here is where you knew that it was tummy at one point, but then you forgot and you thought it was tahar. So that's when you say what? That's when you say that Rabbi Yehuda is machmir, and he holds that has the status of a mason. What would be if you knew it was tummy? You didn't forget that it was tummy. Yodeya shehin tamein. But for Saver Shemutra Lahar min Hatomei Al Tar, he thought that it was Mutra Medina. He didn't go to Yerushalmi Shir. He didn't learn Mishnayos Trumas either. He didn't pay attention when his Rebbe was teaching him in the Cheder. He thought that you were allowed to be Mafresh Tomei Al Tar. Would Rabbi Yehuda, the way we're learning at the top now, Marafolda is learning. The question is Aliwa de Rabbi Yehuda. Does Rabbi Yehuda hold what? And that what? Is that like a mazon also? Or maybe that's a little more kal because he never knew. In other words, in the case where he knew it was tummy, at one point he knew something. Over here, he never knew it. He never knew that you're not allowed to be mafresh tummy al hatar. This is a classic case of oimer mutter, right? There are many cases of oimer mutter in the Bavli. And if anybody looked at my post prior to coming in here, they saw that I posted an article to the WhatsApp group. I know you didn't see it,
Chelsea. Two pages.
And here's a printout of it, in case you want to see the printout. See? You shouldn't think that I don't prepare this share. I do prepare it, okay? Some people thought I don't prepare, but I do prepare.
Is ignorance of the law an excuse?
Is ignorance bliss? That's the question.
Not the bliss.
It's bliss, as far as I'm concerned. Okay, so I'm gonna speak out what I have on this paper, b'kitzer, in just a minute. So let's see what it says over here. Amalei, yos, it's a valid question. Rebbe Sava k'Reb Yehuda. It's obvious that because of the question, you must be holding Reb Yehuda, who makes the difference between shogeg and mazid, right? But Baram Reb Yosi. But we just quoted Rabbi Yossi Shita, who holds Bein B'Shogeg Bein B'Mezid Mash also Asai. So according to him, there's no kasha, right? Because if you hold even B'Mezid, it's a good truma. So surely if Aymer Mutter is going to be considered, right? Even if you hold Aymer Mutter Mezid, it's still good because you hold Mezid is good. What's his point? Of course, that's obvious though. Of course, his kasha was only according to the other sheet, not according to Rabbi Yossi. What's he trying to say? So, if you look in the Mefarshim over here, look at the bottom lines of the Mara folder. He says, "Formerly Rabbi Yossi, we talked by Yaskon Nikers the Sover Atok Rabbi Yehuda Lefid Varav Hoisa by Yaskon." It was according to him you were asking the question. We don't need to come up with these different chilukim you're trying to make in Rabbi Yehuda, whether you once knew it or never knew it. The Kaimalon Kerb Yaisi, we passing like Rabbi Yaisi. We passing not like Rabbi Yehuda. The B'di'evit Masha also Yosa, that even when he does it b'mezid, B'di'evit it's good. V'hi hadah, hi hadah, lo'ishna amar mutter, lo'ishna shakach, hakol Rabbi Yaisi, trumasi trum b'di'evit. That it's always good. B'di'evit, and so therefore there's no need to declare this shiloh. That's basically what he's telling him. Okay?
The shiloh was only according to Rabbi Yehuda.
Right.
We're not answering it.
And the Gemara doesn't answer the question. You are correct. If you look in 15, you'll see, simply understood, the Gemara's query according to Rabbi Yehuda remains unresolved. Now, let's just assume that for a second. There are other mahalchim here. But he does throw out some marmakimus over here as far as the discussion for the violation resulting from ignorance. Is it considered deliberate or not? So, he says to look in Yoridei Atzadik Tess. Yoridei Atzadik Tess is the halacha where it says you're not allowed to be imavatlan isla chachila. Right? And what's the din if you do it b'mezid? It's not bottle, right? If you violate Ein Mavatlan Isla Chachila, B'di'evit, it's not bottle, right? That's what it says in the Mechaber. It says the following, Avar Uvitloi, if you went ahead and you were over in your Mavatlan Isser, Oshariba Olav, where you added, whatever it is, in B'shogeg Mutter. If you did it B'shogeg, it's Mutter. In B'mezid, Osor L'mavatal Atzmai, the person who did the Bittal, it's also for him, himself, in Hushalo. The chaylam yishin is patur b'shvilo, one who was but l'shar kol adam mutter, and other people it's mutter. Now, on these words, in b'mezid, it's usher that Taz writes the following. He says, it sounds like that from the lashon of the Torah that the main thing is what your kavana is. If your kavana is that you're coming to mimavatel it. That's the main thing. It's totally in kavana. Were you mechavin to mevatel it or not mechavin to mevatel it? Afagav the Torah bedin. The Torah, the Taz is making a diuk in the Taz in the Torah's lashon, even though he made a mistake in the din. Sover shemutul harbas levatol ha'isr, mikol mokom mikri mezid, kibishan is kaveh b'mezid levatol ha'isr. Okay, mashal midibri mashal. So the first diuk the Taz makes is that from the lashon of the Torah and the mashal, that the main thing is what your kavana was. Even if you didn't know that you're not allowed to be mevatel, but your main thing is, did you have kavana to be mevatel? However, he says, and he brings rice, I'm not going to go through the whole Taz, but the bottom line is, the Taz holds that that's not correct. Omer mutter is a shogeg. That's the Taz's shita. And there's a Chavastas here who quotes our halacha by Hilchos Trumas. I'm going to skip here to the Rambam Hilchos Trumas, because that's mamash our sugya. The Rambam says Perek Hey Halacha Ches. Zok the Rambam Ein Tormin Min Hatomei La Tohar. Right? That's our Mishnah. Can't be Tormin. What Im Toram? What are you expecting the Rambam to say? Im Toram? What would you like the Rambam to say?
Mutabriyevit,
even if he doesn't bemazed?
Yeah.
You want to go like Rabbi Yossi?
Yeah.
Let's see what the Rambam says. Vim Torah, Bishogeg, Trumase, Truma. Bemazed, Lo Tikin es Hashirayim. Vizeh Shehirim, Truma, Vyaksa, Vyatrum. So the Rambam apostle is like our Mishnah. Yeah. Zok the Rambam, Bemed, Vorim, Amurim, Shulay Yadav, Atuma. Aval im yada v'shogag shemutar litro min hatomei al hatahar harehu kemezid. The Rambam says that if you thought that it was mutter, that has a look like a mezid. Zok Rav Chaim in the Derech Amuno on the bottom, on the Perish, on the Rambam, he says, af agav v'chol hatayra chashvinon oimer mutar l'shogag. Well, Chol HaTorah Kulo, we don't paskin like that. Chol HaTorah Kulo, Imar Mutter is a shogeg. However, over here, Kan Hichemiru Kadeshi is Zoher Yofer. So, in other words, this is a special chumrah, and I'll hold it here just so you hear the Ian over here. So, bottom line is, you see from Reb Chaim's notes that he holds like the Taz. Normally, Imar Mutter is shogeg. Here by Truma, special exception, the Rambam holds that it's awesome. Armor Mutter has a look like a mazid. Okay?
Wait a minute. In the mazid, he just has to do it over again?
Yeah. Yaksavia Trum. Correct. That's what the Rambam says. Now we're on Chafamibes. We're just a little bit behind. We'll go through it quickly. Hamayfak Hilam Shabbos. A person goes ahead and is Tavil on Shabbos. So what do we say? We said the same thing. B'shogeg is mutter, but mezid it's aser. Where it says, "Masisa b'kelim gedol," we're talking about large kelim. Why? You're going to see in a second. Avol kelim ketanim. If you have small vessels, ma'arim aleinu matpilim. You could go ahead and retoil them in a tricky. It's like how do you call haroma? It's not tricky. What would you call it?
It's
subterfuge. It's a subterfuge. Good. So. What do? You go to your well, and you scoop out some water. Someone who's looking will think, oh, he's just taking a drink, right? But meanwhile, what are you really doing? You're being tovel the keli. So there's no problem of marasayin, and it's an aldeha roma, because very often when an isser is an isser drabbanon. There are bottom will make a lot when it's Shaykh HaHaram. Yeah? So that's the case. The Tony Rav Hoshia, Mashenkin, if it's a large keli, obviously, you don't scoop up a cup of water with your soup pot, right? Malihu Adam Kli Tomei, Min Habor, Umar Malav Matbila, he said the same thing. The Tony, Nafal Dol Yabutach Habor, if your bucket fell into the well, Nafal Kil Yabutach Habor, the utensils fell into the well, Marmalim Matbila, again, the same HaHaram. Train Amorim, it's two Amorim, they disagree. Chan Amor Bekelim Shinimu Bava Toma. Chan Amor Bekelim Shinimu Bavada Toma. What kind of Toma are we talking about here? In other words, this Haroma that we're Mater. So the Shail is like this. Which looks like a bigger Tikkun? Or something that became Tomei, a Toma de Raisa? Or something that only became a Toma de Rabbanon? So one says the only time that we were matter this harama, the only time the Rabbanon said that the Issur Rabbanon of Tikkun Mona Aide Tefillah is mutter Aide harama is only if the tumah was a Rabbanon, because that's like a light tumah. But a tumah chamura, that's the oraisa, so that already looks like a big tikkun. So then the Rabbanon would not be allowing you to do it even Aide harama. And one says no, it makes no difference. Say tumah the Rabbanon. Say to their rice, and they're all matrai de harama. Two shitas. So masav man de amar bevlad hatum leman de amar av hatum. The one that said that it's only mutter when it's a vlad asked the one who said that it's even mutter when it's av. Afilu b'choltom her shemesh. Let's take the case. Let's take the example. You want to use this keli for truma. Presumably that's why you're being makbet to be toivel the keli. You want it to become tar so you can eat truma in it. Well. What's the din? Even on a weekday, what happens when you're tevel a keli? It's ton harashemesh. Just like there's a din full yom for a person, there's a din full yom on kelim also. You can't use those kelim after you dip them in the mikvah until the evening. So if you go ahead and you're tevel a keli, which is tomei, tuma de araisa, during Shabbos, so you can't use it for truma that day. You have to wait till after Shabbos. So your whole thing is going to be hachana. What's the tzad to be? In other words, forget about tikkun mona. Yeah, tikkun mona. They were geyser. Forget about that. He's asking. Is that
bar mitzvah would change?
What?
To use this pot for something.
What?
If you used it for bar mitzvah, would you have?
If you use what for bar mitzvah?
Saying that you're waiting for the night to
kli.
The kli.
First of all, there's a dvar mitzvah today. You want to eat truma. That's a mitzvah, and you want to eat Shabbos. It's l'kainik Shabbos. It's not a question of mitzvah. We for sure have mitzvah here, but we have an issur drabbanan of tikkun mona. So are you matar the tikkun mona day harama or not? The one who said, and there's one man the who said that you could be matar it. Question is, what's the heter going to do for you? You can't use it anyway. You have to wait for evening. So the Gemara, in other words, you have to speak out something over here though. But if you hold that it's mutter for tumah kala, that apparently is not a problem. Why not?
How do you
turn tumah derabanan? Tumah derabanan is not ton harav shemesh. Okay, so that's why that's not a problem. So bishlam, if you only matter tumah kala. So then you could do the tefillah aideh harama, and it'll become mutter on Shabbos, and you'll be able to use it for truma, no problem. But if it's truma chamur, what are you going to do? So Malay writes a lishtamish b'chulam tara. Simple answer. What we're talking about, where you're going to use the keli for non truma. You'll be tired of the keli. You use it for non truma, and you could do that on Shabbos. Fine. He doesn't have to have Harav Shemesh. He's not eating truma in it. Harav Shemesh is only necessary if you're going to eat truma in it.
Oh.
You could be, if you eat your cocoa pebbles in a bowl there, and you know that's a big mitzvah.
I still tell the local ones that if you have a tummy keli,
yeah,
then you have to wait for Harav Shemesh anyway.
Only for truma.
Only for truma.
Tful yom is only yadin and truma. For chulin, it's motor miyat. Okay. Another case where subterfuge is mutter is a b'yomi rabzeir b'shem rabchiyavar ashi isha pikachas medicha kos kan ka'ar kan tamchi kan. Now there's a rule here. They bring it down. Where do they bring the thing here? It's called, in 16, I think, that in Bavli 95.8 says that they say laying the dust, sprinkling water over dirt floor to prevent the dust from rising. I don't know if you ever were in the old base medish Elion on Simchas Torah. So the people are jumping up and down. It was an old, dilapidated building, and the dust was flying. You had the little boys running around with little bottles of soda filled with water, and they were dumping water all over to get the dust, to settle the dust down. So this is the same kind of thing. You're walking around. You're not allowed to settle the dust down in the dust floors, because what are you going to do? You're going to end up smoothing out the holes. So there's a harama that she could do. She could take a keli and wash a keli in one corner, take another keli, wash in another corner, take another keli, wash in another corner. So I did this harama, it'll end up that she ended up having water, right? So in other words, she doesn't have in mind to smooth out the floor. It was a gzeira, you might come to smooth out the floor, so it's a drabbanon. So I day the haroma, you might to the drabbanon. Okay? So it's a cup here, a bowl here, a terrain here. And that's all stop. Chof Aleph. I'm an Aleph tomorrow. Yitz Hashem. We finish with 3 minutes to spare.